The new report on the progress of fighting neglected tropical diseases, or NDTs, was published earlier this week by the World Health Organization and its partners. Around the world, over 1 billion of the most vulnerable and disadvantaged people suffer from such diseases. They include eye diseases like trachoma or river blindness, also better known ones like leprosy, and more than a dozen others, including Chagas disease or lymphatic filariasis. To find out more about the progress in treating and eradicating these diseases, I talked to Professor Martin Kollmann. He is a senior advisor on neglected diseases for the NGO CBM International in Nairobi, Kenya.
These are not so much neglected diseases, but these are diseases of neglected people, typically found in marginalized communities, affect the poorest of the poor, settings where we have weak health systems, particularly at the grassroots level. And there has been little investment in the past because these people don't have any economic power. They don't have a voice.
Since 2012, there have been new efforts globally to fight, eradicate and also treat these diseases. How much progress do we see this year?
I think we see a fantastic progress since the London Declaration 2012, where really a very, very broad partnership of various stakeholders came together and made concrete pledges. The pharmaceutical sector pledged to donate drugs so that programs can become as cost-effective as possible. We have the NGOs, we have the governments coming together with the funders to make this all happen and scale up. And now we have a mechanism to actually, in a transparent way, track progress and hold each of the stakeholder groups accountable. And the report is building on the WHO NDT roadmap, the aims of this roadmap.
So you say a lot has already improved. Give us some examples of where progress can be seen.
Particularly in the area of lymphatic filariasis and onchocerciasis, the preventive chemotherapy, that is the distribution of donated drugs that are free, has been fantastic. And we have very good coverage there. Latin America, river blindness, for example, is on its way out. There are just 6 communities in the border area between Brazil and Venezuela that still do have these disease, indigenous people in the Amazon area. We have a very good coverage now in Africa. And just keep in mind, in Africa, we have affected countries like the South Sudan or the Central African Republic or the Congo. These countries have unrest, war, famine, huge population migration. And year after year, we have been able to get those donated drugs to the affected communities with the help of NGOs like the Christopher Blinton Mission or others, and have managed actually to control this disease. Now we are in a position to actually have a paradigm shift moving from control to elimination. That's a great challenge, but a challenge that we believe can be done.
You've worked in Africa for many years now, in Ethiopia, Kenya, and many other countries. Could you give an example of what happens in a community where many people were affected maybe by disease? What changes?
Yes, in river blindness, you may have seen that picture of the young child that leads a blind father or mother, grandfather or grandmother on a stick. So this child cannot go to school. We actually give this child back a future as we prevent blindness in their parents and grandparents' generation. And now, if you go to these villages now, you don't see new people going blind from river blindness anymore in most parts of Africa. And that is a fantastic success. But because the adult worm that lives in the body and produces the baby worms, which actually cause the disease, because those ones live for many, many years, you know, 15 to 20 years, we need to deliver these drugs year after year, despite war, famine, and all other natural catastrophes, to the entire community. That is why now these children have a chance to go to school. They have a future. We see also that whole villages who have left their arable land around rivers where the vector of the black fly breeds, who have left this area because they were kind of cursed, if I may say so, by blindness, now go back and actually can farm again there. So it's a typical example of the immense socioeconomic impact that tackling successfully NTDs can have.
Where do you see the biggest challenges now? It all sounds very positive at this point.
Oh, they're huge challenges. We have fantastic progress. We have a real good scale up. But the huge challenges are that this is by far not enough in 2015, and the data are not yet completely analyzed. So we should have reached about 75% coverage of all the population globally to achieve our goals. But we, number one, have to get better data. We have to better know where the disease is. Then we need to identify the barriers. Why didn't we achieve everything we wanted to achieve, despite all this fantastic progress, in the last year?
Do you think you will see in your lifetime a complete stop, an elimination of the neglected tropical diseases?
I'm very optimistic. Like for trachoma, we are aiming to eliminate trachoma as a public health problem by the year 2020. And we are well on track. We have a lot to do. We need to do more. We need more funding. We have the implementation gaps. We have some research gaps. All this can be addressed. We are on track. We can do it. It is achievable. But we have to scale up our efforts. The Latin Americas show us that it is achievable, and the tremendous progress we see in Africa. The WHO African Regional Office has just started to launch a new program for the elimination of NTDs, which takes care of five, we call them the big five, of the NTDs, which is river blindness, trachoma, lymphatic filariasis, soil-transmitted helminths, and schistosomiasis. It can only work if you work in really an open, transparent, and very close partnership with national programs and with communities and all stakeholders on the ground. So rebels may move in. The drugs that are not yet distributed and the patient data where these drugs should go are somewhere hidden in a hole in the backyard. And when the rebels have moved away, they're dug out and the distribution continues. Whatever is available in a flexible mean to get year after year the drugs to the people who need it most. This is about empowering people, local capacity. This is not about charity. This is really about empowering people.